Paul Plakas joins us now. Plakas, how you doing?
Gregor, great. Just trying not to get killed by a car on my way home.
Oh, I know. You get fired. You're a pretty regular biker in the morning, aren't you?
Well, yeah. In the summer times, I definitely like to ride my bike. So, but sometimes it gets a little treacherous when you see people smoke in one hand and the iPhone in the other hand, and it's kind of tough. They don't pay attention sometimes.
There's a lot of people who honk at cyclists even if you're doing everything right.
That's true. I think they just feel irritated that you're taking up space from them. Or you might have slowed them down about 2 kilometers on the way to work.
Well, we might have to do a show one day about cyclists versus drivers. Oh, that would be pure comedy.
Yeah.
Moderation's we're a sports show, and there's always cliches and words that are used all the time. And compete's a word, compete level, which of course isn't even really a true word, but anyway, it's used a lot in sports. Moderation when it comes to exercise, but specifically eating, is the big one. Moderate exercise, is it important?
Yes and no. Yeah, you need actually a combination of both. So sort of the pro with moderation in exercise is that it's generally more enjoyable, right? You don't have as much pain or swelling. You reduce your chances of injury. So, yeah, not going hard every time is probably a good idea. On the flip side, the con would be that if you only just did moderate exercise relative to your fitness level, you would never really realize the potential of your body, how fit it could be, how muscular it could be, how lean it could be, what it could do. So you need a combination of both, and where to draw that line is sometimes tough for people if you're at one extreme or the other.
Now, when I hear moderate exercise, Paul, obviously you don't want to go too extreme because, you can risk injuries or have you. But if you're doing moderate exercise, you might lessen your chances of gaining something, though, no?
Sorry, what's that again? If you do moderate exercise, what?
You're going to lessen your chance of making any substantial gains?
Right. So what happens is that you have to, whatever, your body's going to get used to whatever you do. So in a typical week, for example, if I use myself as an example, I usually lift weights 2 or 3 times a week. I probably commute on my bike, probably somewhere between 150 and 200 kilometers a week. And I try to get in a game of ball hockey or tennis. That's my typical week that I'm normally used to. So that's moderation for me. So if all of a sudden I vastly increase the distance that I rode on my bike, or I lifted weights even double what I normally do, that's going to be more of an extreme for my fitness level. So I would make gains, and that's because I'm pushing my body to a level it's not used to. So my body will adapt to that. The key is to not overtrain and not feel so lethargic and not getting enough rest and recuperation that may hinder those gains. So that's where it's a fine line is getting, find out what you're used to. And if you want more development, you have to up the intensity to a certain point. And the intensity has to be up there for a little while, but then you have to back off again to give your body recovery, and then again back to the intensity. So you want little bits of extreme exercise in your life, but the majority of it should be more in the moderation level. So if you use a scale of 1 to 10 as an exertion level, extreme would be 9 to 10. It's like full out, and you're doing that for a short period of time, but most of the time you're working at probably around between a 6 to an 8.
Okay, so now would that could qualify for cardio, and I think that's a lot easier to say, okay, now I'm going to maybe go and I'm going to sprint harder for, do wind sprints and different things. But what about weightlifting? Are you talking doing like a 3-week cycle where you're trying to get, like heavier weights for lower repetition?
Yeah, it can be whatever your goals are. If it's muscular endurance, muscular strength, muscular size, you go for a period of time. And anyway, that period of time could be a cycle of anywhere between 3 to 6 weeks of trying to always increase the loads that you're lifting and the reps that you're lifting. And then you would definitely want to have like a back off week or two where you go back to weights that you're very comfortable lifting. And that's sort of a routine amount of weight and the sets and reps that you're normally used to doing. And then, boom, you go back and try to lift a little bit more than you did beforehand and just try to keep going with that. But you always want to have some back off time.
Now, moderation is a very relative term, and it's going to mean different things for a variety of people, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's relative. So, yeah, so what's moderate for one person is extreme for another and vice versa. So the key is you've got to figure out for yourself is you should write down what do you typically do in a week that's regular for, the last 6 months? What have you been doing consistent? Write that down. and then whatever, figure out what your goals are and then where you're going to start adding more volume and more intensity. The same thing when it comes to eating. You've got to figure out, what does a typical week of food look like for me? There's going to be some foods that are going to be very healthy that you're eating. You might have two or three salads a week, but there's going to be that junk food time as well. It's like, where, how much cheesies or pop and that kind of stuff, pizza you're ordering on a typical week. And then if you want to get a little bit more extreme with your eating, where maybe you eat an extra salad that week compared to ordering a pizza, that might be a little bit more extreme for you compared to what you normally do. Somebody who's really healthy, they may just be eating salad and healthy food all the time, and that's what their norm is. So it's whatever you're used to. Try to get out of your comfort zone for a little while, and then maybe you'll develop that new habit, and you develop a higher level of moderation.
Paul Black is from Custom Fit joins us. Now, would you consider a Tabata workout, like on a bike or even if you're running, where it's like, okay, you up the intensity and your RPMs for 45 seconds and then you lower for 15, then you up for 45, you're back down to 15. Would that be considered intense enough, or how long do you have to do that for?
Well, yeah, again, it's that could be, 45 seconds. Any person on this planet can make 45 seconds feel like an eternity. So for somebody who's just coming off the couch, maybe if they went into a slow jog for 45 seconds, that is almost death for them. And then you can take an Olympic level athlete. They can do like jump bench squats to as high as possible for 45 seconds, and they would be toast too. So it's all relative. So 45 seconds is a good way to train your anaerobic system. And that's where you're developing those fast twitch muscle fibers, the ability to do explosive work, the high end aerobic power where you're like sprinting for a ball or for a hockey puck or something like that. That's a good way of doing it. Then, a little recovery, and then boom, repeat it again. That's a really good way for training sports and really increasing fitness level. How many times a week you do that, that's another thing. Depending, for the average person, I would say maybe once or twice a week. You know, a more fit person can maybe handle two or three, maybe even four times a week.
Plakas, get home safe. Don't get hit by a car. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, buddy.